Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this one because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in GCSE physics, the particle model. This is topic P1.1 on the OCR specification, and I promise you, once you really understand this topic, so much of the rest of physics just clicks into place. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic is absolutely essential. We're talking about density, states of matter, internal energy, specific heat capacity, and specific latent heat. These concepts come up year after year in OCR exams. And the good news is, with the right understanding, they're very achievable marks. So grab your revision notes, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for, the common mistakes that cost students marks, and you'll have done a quick-fire quiz to test yourself. Let's go! Let's start with the absolute foundation, the particle model itself. Everything around us is made of tiny particles, atoms and molecules, and the way those particles are arranged and how they move determines whether something is a solid, a liquid, or a gas. In a solid, particles are arranged in a regular, repeating pattern called a lattice structure. They are closely packed together and they don't move freely. Instead, they vibrate about fixed positions. Think of a crowd of people standing very close together, all shuffling on the spot, but not going anywhere. That's a solid. The key examiner phrase here is, particles vibrate about fixed positions in a regular lattice structure. Learn that phrase. It is worth marks. In a liquid, particles are still closely packed, but they're no longer in a regular arrangement. They have enough energy to slide past one another, which is why liquids can flow and take the shape of their container. The particles are in contact with each other, but moving randomly. More energy than a solid, less than a gas. In a gas, particles are widely spaced, much further apart than in solids or liquids, and they move rapidly in random directions. They have the most kinetic energy of the three states. When gas particles hit the walls of a container, that's what creates gas pressure. Now, here's something that trips up a lot of students. When we talk about changes of state, melting, boiling, condensing, freezing, the number of particles does not change, and the mass does not change. Only the arrangement and energy of the particles change. So if you're asked why mass is conserved during a change of state, the answer is because the number of particles remains constant. Let's talk about density. Density is defined as mass per unit volume, and the formula is rho equals m divided by v. That's the Greek letter rho. It looks like a P equals mass in kilograms divided by volume in meters cubed. The unit of density is kilograms per meter cubed. Now, why are solids generally denser than liquids, and liquids denser than gases? Because in solids, particles are packed tightly together. There's very little empty space. In gases, particles are far apart, mostly empty space. So the same mass of particles takes up a much larger volume in a gas, giving it a much lower density. A crucial unit conversion you must know. 1 meter cubed equals 1 million centimeters cubed. That's a factor of 1 million. 10 to the power of 6. Students lose marks every year by forgetting this. If you're given a volume in centimeters cubed and need it in meters cubed, divide by 1 million. If you're going the other way, multiply by 1 million. Now let's move on to internal energy. This is a higher tier concept that many students find confusing, but it's actually quite logical. The internal energy of a system is the total kinetic energy plus the total potential energy of all the particles in that system. Every single particle added together. When you heat a substance, you're increasing its internal energy. But here's the key. How that internal energy increases depends on what's happening. If the temperature is rising, like heating a solid before it melts, the kinetic energy of the particles is increasing. They're vibrating faster. Temperature is literally a measure of the average kinetic energy of the particles. But what about when a substance is changing state, like ice melting into water? The temperature stays constant during a change of state, so the kinetic energy isn't changing. Instead, the potential energy is increasing. The particles are gaining energy to overcome the intermolecular forces holding them together. This is why we say overcoming intermolecular forces, not breaking bonds, because breaking bonds implies a chemical change, and this is a physical change. This brings us to specific heat capacity and specific latent heat, two formulas that candidates frequently confuse, and it's an easy mistake to make. Specific heat capacity, let's call it C, is the energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of a substance by 1 degree Celsius. The formula is Q equals mc delta T. That's energy equals mass times specific heat capacity times the change in temperature. This applies to the sloped sections of a heating curve where temperature is changing. Specific latent heat, let's call it L, is the energy needed to change the state of 1 kilogram of a substance without changing its temperature. The formula is Q equals ML. That's energy equals mass times specific latent heat. This applies to the flat sections of a heating curve, where temperature is constant during melting or boiling. Here's a memory trick. Think of the word latent. It means hidden. The energy is hidden because you can't see it as a temperature change. It's going into overcoming those intermolecular forces. On a heating curve graph, and you absolutely need to be able to read one of these, the sloped sections represent specific heat capacity, kinetic energy increasing, temperature rising. The flat sections represent specific latent heat, potential energy increasing, temperature constant. Horizontal equals latent, slope equals sensible heat. Burn that into your memory. Right, let's talk exam technique. There are some mistakes that come up again and again in OCR mark schemes, and I want to make sure you don't fall into these traps. Mistake number one, saying that particles expand when heated. Particles do not expand. The space between particles increases. Individual particles stay the same size. If you write the particles expand, you will not get the mark. Right. The average separation between particles increases. Mistake number two, saying particles get hotter. Particles don't get hotter. The average kinetic energy of the particles increases. Temperature is a measure of average kinetic energy, not something particles possess individually. Mistake number three, confusing specific heat capacity with specific latent heat. Remember, if temperature is changing, it's specific heat capacity. If temperature is constant during a state change, it's specific latent heat. Mistake number four, unit conversions and density calculations. Always check your units before substituting into rho equals m over v. If mass is in grams, convert to kilograms. If volume is in centimeters cubed, convert to meters cubed by dividing by 1 million. Then your density will come out in kilograms per meter cubed. Now, the density practical. This is a favorite for 6-mark level of response questions. For a regular solid, like a rectangular block, you measure its mass using a balance, then calculate volume using length times width times height with a ruler. For an irregular solid, like a rock, you use a displacement can. Fill it to the spout, lower the object in gently, collect the displaced water in a measuring cylinder, and that volume of water equals the volume of the object. Then density equals mass divided by that volume. For a liquid, measure the mass of an empty measuring cylinder, add the liquid, measure the mass again, subtract to find the mass of the liquid, and read the volume directly from the measuring cylinder. Don't forget to subtract the mass of the cylinder. For level of response questions, those are the ones worth 4 or 6 marks with no bullet points, you need to write in continuous prose in a logical sequence using correct scientific terminology. Examiners award marks for the quality of your reasoning, not just isolated facts. Always start with measuring mass, then measuring volume, then calculating density. Okay, time for the quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the formula for density? The answer is rho equals m divided by v, or density equals mass divided by volume. Question two. During melting, does kinetic energy or potential energy increase? Potential energy increases. Kinetic energy stays the same. That's why temperature doesn't change. Question three. What is the unit of specific latent heat? Joules per kilogram. Question four. In a solid, how do particles move? They vibrate about fixed positions in a regular lattice structure. Question five. How many centimeters cubed are in 1 meter cubed? 1 million. 10 to the power of 6. Question six. What does the flat section of a heating curve represent? A change of state. Specific latent heat is being supplied, overcoming intermolecular forces. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed a couple, go back and reread those sections of your notes. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. 1. The particle model explains macroscopic properties, like density and state, through the microscopic behavior of particles. 2. Density equals mass divided by volume. Know your unit conversions, especially meters cubed to centimeters cubed, which is a factor of 1 million. 3. Internal energy is the sum of the kinetic energy and potential energy of all particles. 4. Sloped sections of a heating curve. Kinetic energy increasing, temperature rising, specific heat capacity. Flat sections, potential energy increasing, temperature constant, specific latent heat. 5. Always say overcoming intermolecular forces during changes of state, not breaking bonds. 6. For the density practical, know the method for regular solids, irregular solids using a displacement can, and liquids. That's everything for today's episode on the particle model. You've got this, the concepts are logical, the maths is straightforward, and with a bit of practice, you'll be picking up marks on this topic confidently. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.